Thanks for joining us on the app for Fantasy Football Foursome XL. Okay, Lyle, Sunday Night Football is Baltimore-Jacksonville.
That should be a very meaningful game in the AFC with Baltimore needing this one to stay on top of the division, and there's lots of guys to put in the trenches. Lamar Jackson at the top, of course. You played him all season. You're playing him again. Get him in the trenches. Zay Flowers is heating up. He is a must-start. At least a wide receiver three, if not a borderline wide receiver two at this point in the season. I'd take him definitely over Odell Beckham. If you're in a pinch, I think he's a flex at best. Then it gets dicey. Keaton Mitchell and Gus Edwards. I think Keaton Mitchell's kind of overtaken the lead role. He's had 21 touches the last 2 weeks versus 15 for Gus Edwards. And again, I think in a PPR setup, you're definitely liking Mitchell. Edwards is probably more of a start in a standard league. And I love that Ravens defense this week. They've been rock solid, probably a top five unit all year, so make sure you keep them in the trenches. As for Jacksonville, I think he got three for sure starts. That's Travis Etienne, who's been an RB3 for the whole season. Evan Ingram, who's coming off that giant 32-point week in tight end mandatory. You have to start him. And I still think he's got to start Calvin Ridley. I know he didn't do much with 13 targets last week, but I think he's in that wide receiver two, wide receiver three category. And we were just debating off air, at the quarterback position, Trevor Lawrence, he's just been rock solid. He hasn't been steady, or he hasn't been spectacular, except for maybe 1 week. I think with all these quarterback injuries, though, he's a top 12 option this week. I do not like the defense, though, however, for the Jags.
Baltimore has a four-headed running attack. Justice Hill, Keaton Mitchell, Gus Edwards, and Lamar Jackson. That is the biggest problem there. 41% chance of rain. Baltimore favored by 3.5 points, which brings us to Monday Night Football. Justin, Philadelphia traveling to Seattle.
Oh, baby. This could be a fun game to watch. Let's start with the Philadelphia Eagles, A.J. Browns, Jalen Hurts, Devonta Smith. You're welcome, John.
Thank you.
And the DeAndre Swift in a flex. I mean, he's been pretty cold as of late. But starting running back, I mean, God, he's been ice cold. 3 points in each of his last two games, 9 points in the game before that. Tough matchups with San Francisco and Dallas. I guess if you're in the playoffs and you've been playing him and you still got him, I would play Ty Chandler over. That's the best advice I can give you. That's kind of where I'm at with DeAndre Swift. He's not a lineup lock in any way. Dallas Goedert at tight end, I'll throw him in there as well. Moving on to the Seattle side of the ball, I still no definitive answer on whether or not Geno's going to play at this time. Very likely, though, I think. If he is in the trenches, you're playing him. It sounds crazy, but Philly has been very bad against quarterbacks. The passing game they've been very susceptible to. So Geno's in there. DK, Tyler Lockett, Jaxon Smith-Njigba. I put them all as a flex. One of them's definitely going to have a good game. Two of them might, but I put them all at a flex level. If I have to rank them, it's DK because he's hot, then Jackson, then Tyler Lockett for me. Kenneth Walker is in the trenches, and that's it. I'm staying away from both defenses in this game.
There will be rain in this game. Philadelphia favored by 3.5 points, which concludes Trenchum and Benchum. But I want to get your guys' thoughts on something that happened last week. And we briefly touched on Karen Mahomes and his meltdown. Not debating this with you fellas. Kadarius Toney was lined up wrong. But should the referees have called it, Jack?
Nope. Absolutely not. Should they have called the touchdown back? Yes. Should they have been responsible for having Kadarius Toney lined up properly? No. And regardless of that, the whole game prior to that, Patrick Mahomes was not good. I told everybody he wouldn't be, and that's what happened. He ended up getting the exact amount of points I said he would, 12 points. And then his attitude afterwards, he's lost some of that confidence of who he was, and that's why he's, I mean, Justin, I'm sure you've seen this in performers, you know, even on in recruiting and stuff. Like when someone loses their edge and they start moaning and complaining, thinking they're above the rules and this, that, and the other. Like, no, it doesn't go that way. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is still, what is this, his fourth year in the league or something? I don't know, however long he's been in the league, but calm down, dude. His reaction was totally unjustified, came off like a baby. I mean, there's a time to keep your cool and a time to go off on people. And that's a time to just keep your cool and just, you know, inspire confidence that way. I thought it was, the play was whatever. The play was a cool play. It should have got called back. He was lined up offsides. But the worst part of it was Mahomes' reaction by far.
Okay. Lyle, your thoughts on it?
I'm doubling down on it, Jack. I mean, I even talked to some Chief fans about this one. I mean, it was totally the right call. And if the receiver doesn't want to ask for the official to check to see if he's going to be onside, which they do 90-some percent of the plays, this is just all on Kadarius Toney. He's been terrible for the Chiefs all season, since day one, since game one, since last season. Why did they trade a first-round pick for Kadarius Toney to get this kind of production? Yet Mahomes wants to be mad at an official? He should be mad at Kadarius Toney.
Justin?
Yeah, good Lord. I mean, you talk about blaming everyone but yourself for the problems. First of all, the refs are like last in the list of people who should be blamed. One, it's Kadarius Toney, first and foremost. You're a professional NFL wide receiver. You should know where the ball is placed so that you know where the line of scrimmage is, and then check with the ref just to be sure. Then it's Patrick Mahomes, because he is the quarterback. He knows the play. He called the play. The quarterback is supposed to know where everyone on the offense is supposed to be lined up. So all he has to do is check that on a play like that, especially to not just make sure everyone's where they're supposed to be. So then there's him. And then thirdly, it's the sideline. It's the coach, Andy Reid, the people up in the booth for the Kansas City Chiefs. If you see it, call a timeout. You know, look, I just think that teams have figured out, and we've talked about it before, like this season, really, if you double cover Travis Kelce, if you just focus on taking him out of the equation, the rest of the receivers are not collectively good enough, no matter how good Patrick Mahomes is, because they do stuff like what Kadarius Toney did. They drop passes. They run the wrong route. He doesn't have a second option. Take Kelce out of it, and it's really impacted Mahomes this year.
I will take the other side. He was offsides. That is a penalty. But Mahomes had a point. It's only been called 11 times this year, and it happens multiple times a game, and they decide to do it on the last play of the game. I don't think the ref should have called it. I truly don't. And I'm not a Chiefs fan. I had no stake in that game. I had no daily fantasy in that game. I think it's a weak call from the referees or the officials. Which is funny, because I also think on the flip side that they were pretty soft against Mahomes and the Chiefs. So I don't know what to think about the whole thing. I just think it shouldn't have been called.
John, I've seen other offsides highlights this year where they were nowhere near as egregious. Yep. He was like, he might as well have been on the other team's bench. He was so far across the line.
8 inches, I mean, Jack. Come on now. It's like, not even a foot.
Hey, John, 8 inches, man, that's a ton. Trust me.
Yeah.
Benches are on the sides of the field, right? So, like,
how far offside the other team at that point? I'm saying he's playing for the other team at that point. You remember in Ron Burgundy where they're like making fun of the group, and then they turn around and look and Bricks with the other guys? He said the other news team. Like, it's like that. It's like, come on, man. He was so far off sides. So, but here's the thing. I think when they say, well, it's only been called so many times. Well, okay, emphasis changes, right? Everything changes. But I think sometimes an official might see it and say, well, yeah, that was really – that's a questionable call. I'm not 100% sure he was. I could have called it. But in this one, you know the official saw it and said, if I don't call this, I am literally playing favorites for the Chiefs.
Which they've been doing all year.
Well, I disagree.
Not the last 2 weeks. The last 2 weeks, that Packers game was brutal at the end.
They missed at
least two calls. And I know the Mahomes hit. I mean, that one in that Packer game, I mean, that was not a personal foul. We can all agree on that, too. But so they got away with one there. But there were two terrible calls in back-to-back plays that totally changed the outcome of a game. And they didn't get all pissed about it after the game then.
How pissed is he going to be when the Broncos win the division?
All I want is
wild card.
I just want consistency. That's all I want. If it's a penalty, then always call it as a penalty. I don't know.
Well, you know, John, Henry Ford built the Model T based off consistency in the manufacturing line, but he still had to build the first one. So, hey, Mahomes, congratulations on the Chiefs setting the new consistency standard for offsides, because now we're never going to not call it. So that's just the first Model T, baby. Here we go.
Maybe the Chiefs just whine about everything. Do you remember the first week when they had that offensive tackle lining up like 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage and getting away with it? And false starting?
False starting. Every snap of the ball, he false started.
And they don't call it. That's what I'm saying.
Gotta find the fine line there, John. Somewhere between across the line and 3 yards off. That's the spot. You got the hot spot. You got to find it.
Hey, look, you want to have fun, John? The last 2 minutes of any game, especially if it's a close game, take all the officials off the field and send it all to New York.
Oh, there you go.
And have take the human factor out of it altogether. I'm fine with that. Like, let them line up offsides. Who cares? Yeah. Let them go down and goaltend. I don't care. But in this case, the way the rules are, I mean, trust me, it was such a cool play. And I had Kelsey on one of my teams. So I'm like, oh, does he get a touchdown throw? Like, I don't know how that counts on the points. So I'm looking at it. But I'm sitting there going like, well, he was so far offsides that he could literally see around the center from his position. He had to know. And Lyle, you nailed it. Kadarius Toney is garbage. I don't know if it was you or Justin that said it, but he should not have been traded for. He's awful. He's dropped more passes. They would have two more wins easily without Kadarius Toney on the squad, without even replacing him. With 10 men, they would have two more wins.
All right.
That's how bad he is.
I just wanted a little spirited debate, and that's what I got. And thanks to all of you for joining us on the app for the Fantasy Football Foursome. Again, if we can help you out, the text line, the Central Tire and Auto text line, is the same as our studio line. 320-235-9094. Vikings kick off shortly. We'll see you next week on the Fantasy Football Foursome.